Edinburgh wise, what's the crack then? What where you playing? What's the venue and whatnot?
Oh well, I've got two shows. I'm co-running a Fresh Faces at the Free Fringe, which is like a new act night. So we just basically get people doing 5 minutes each. That's two places. That's Belushi's, which is near the station, and Southsider, which is on the thoroughfare. Is that the word? I've got a show as well at the Southsider, which I don't know about whether it's a good venue or not, because the Free Fringe ran something last year, and I think it's yet to be seen whether it's really successful. But I mean, it's between a lot of the bigger venues that, you know, you can walk from one to the other and hopefully go past it. So that's where one of the Fresh Faces shows is, and where my show is, which is at 2 o'clock. Mine
goes on at 2 o'clock. And what time's the Fresh Faces on?
Oh, I can't remember. I think there's one like at 4 and one at 7, and I think it might be easier for me to run the one at Southside, because I could just sort of hang around the pub for a couple of hours. Go on. But I think Belushi's, which is more of a sort of bar, and well obviously Southside is a bar, but it's more of a sort of student bar and backpackers bar, really, is later on at night, I think, but it might be the other way around. I don't, yeah, not sure really. I'll find out when I get there, obviously. It's still writing, to be honest, so I'm just like, oh no. But because it's more sort of like history and archaeology and faux serious, but well, actually I'm still writing it, so who knows what will happen. It's more of a sort of thematic thing, whereas the Fresh Faces, you can pretty much do anything you want, really.
Are you trepidatious for Edinburgh, or you've done it before, so you're kind of just getting the mood of it now?
Yeah, first time I had a show just on my own, and I was sort of railroaded into it, in that I was, people are like, you should do a show just you, and it was sort of more of a sort of an insult, because last Edinburgh I was doing a show with one other person. And somebody said to me that somebody else had said that I would be better off doing my own show, which I took to mean that I was going to taint anyone else that was in my show with me. And I got really upset about that. But I'm not sure. I think he probably did mean that, actually. But it got back to the person running it that I was ready to do my own show, which I don't know whether I am. So I had to sort of pitch something. So I pitched something. I'm like, well, what ideas have I had hanging about in notebooks for ages? So I pitched this, which is like urban archaeology, not entirely knowing what I meant. And they seemed to think they knew what it meant and were really excited about it. And now I'm like, I'm not sure what they think I meant, but I sort of know what I meant. But yeah.
How long have you got to fill then? Is it an hour show?
It's an hour slot, so that's anything between 45 minutes and about 56, so that I can clear out for the next lot, really. Yeah, I don't want to make it over an hour, because then I won't have time to get rid of everything and go. I was going to put video in it, but I'm not sure there's a possibility of video. Somebody said they might lend me a projector, which will make it even easier, because I can just like do all the videos and just sit down and put an hour of video on.
Well, I actually, when I first went to Edinburgh with the group Straightjacket, we literally just did everything on video and did sketches, and then we just put it on a projected it, did a little introduction, and then just sat down. It was brilliant.
Yeah,
it's easy. A lot of people were a little bit annoyed. It's like, well, we've done all the hard work now, so you know. Sorry, I was just going to say, in terms of Edinburgh, what do you think in terms of making money out of it and survive? Do you go up thinking I'm going to make anything, or are you just instantly thinking I'm on a loss here?
Well, I think I'm already on a loss with it, but I don't know. I think in previous years where I've had a show with two or three other people, and I've also usually done the Fresh Faces has usually been more lucrative, or about the same amount of money in the bucket, because I'm doing Free Fringe is actually ends up, you get more money back because you don't have to pay the venue, and so any money you make, I mean, you obviously report it to the tax office and things. Fortunately for me, I never in any years make enough to pay tax, so it doesn't really make much difference, but you do end up more or less covering most costs in previous years. I don't know, because I was doing shows with other people, and you have to share the money if it's like two or three ways. It wasn't a massive amount. But I'm thinking, I don't want to be like, oh, well, it's just me this year, because the likelihood is that they were giving the money to the other people and I won't get anything. So it depends, because with the free fringe, it's very random what you get. I've cracked it, you think, and you get loads of money and you get people putting 20s in the bucket one day, and then the next day you think you did really well and nobody puts any money in. So it's a really difficult thing. And trying to persuade people to give you money for it. Whereas with the main shows, the paid shows, it's like they give the money in advance, so you know it's there, but you probably won't get that money because it's all going towards the venue. So it's a difficult thing. I think probably, I know I went to a talk by Sarah Millican a couple of years ago, where she was saying that she thought of it as an investment in her future, because she knew very well she was going to lose all her money. I think if you're paying for one of the bigger venues, unless you've got some sort of backing behind you, you pretty much have to assume that you're not going to make any money out of it, really.
Yeah, it's a strange one, because I think a lot of people still have this thing of, if you go to Edinburgh, you've obviously made it, and it's all like, it's all up from here, you know. Mm. It's not, you know, it's not, like, yeah. There's so many acts, and it gets more and more each year, who think they're going to make it in comedy,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, there's people who I've never seen them live before, but people like Cardinal Burns, who've done stuff at Edinburgh before and stuff, and they're obviously making it big now on E4 and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's really good, but, you know, it's very few, the people who actually do break
through. Oh, very few. And also, it takes a few years. I mean, I've been going to Edinburgh since 2006, not always I think I've had something up there for at least a couple of days every year since then. But I've seen people that had already been up there for several years and were, like, well-known in Edinburgh. It's like, oh, I remember their show. But, you know, nobody outside Edinburgh who hasn't gone to the festival knew who they were. And it's taken years and years for them to actually get any sort of public profile, because people that are famous in the Edinburgh Festival aren't necessarily famous everywhere else. It takes a while. So I don't know. I don't know whether that's something to be going, oh, well, eventually you'll make it, or, oh, there's no chance, really, because, yeah, it's just random. No, I think after the first year or two, you suddenly go, yeah, well, this is nice. I like doing this. I like meeting all my friends from comedy, and I like schmoozing with people that otherwise who would never talk to me in a million years, because we're all in the same boat up here. But I think apart from that, there's not really much. I mean, obviously people do make careers out of it, but my suspicion is if they have made a career, they've got contacts outside Edinburgh, and the reason that they're doing well is, I mean, you've got to put a lot of money into publicity and stuff. So I think that, what were you saying, agents? Yeah, I think the chances of anybody spotting me are negligible, really. I think the chances of anyone coming to see me at all are probably pretty slim. But,
hey, you're on. Yeah, this is publicity.
Yay, publicity, yeah. So to be honest, I'm sort of thinking, oh, hopefully nobody will come because I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I've got like 2,000 or 3,000 words that I could do. But because, I mean, everyone's going, oh, it's a bit risky not doing all your old material. Because, I mean, I've got, like, at a pinch, like, 30 minutes of material, but I'm so sick of it. And because this is thematic, I'm thinking, none of it's going to fit in. So I'm having to write all from scratch. So I'm thinking, oh, I want people to come and see it. I don't know. I haven't got a lot of confidence in this, to be honest. So, wow, come and see me and let's have a laugh at me being rubbish. So, yeah, you can see how I'm really selling this show.
That was an amazing sales plug. Well done. But on a more positive note, what music have you been listening to recently? What cool hip bands? Have you seen any gigs, anything? Or
I can't afford to go and see gigs. What are you, mad?
No, you've got to bullshit your way into these gigs by pretending to be writing from a magazine like I do.
Well, I mean, I've still got a really old press card from 2007 with a picture that looks nothing like me from years and years ago. If I put my finger over the date, I could probably make it. But, I don't know. I think you have to have the enthusiasm to blag, and I'm really good at blagging when I'm feeling, yay, look at me, I'm confident I can get in. But I've just been dashed back by life. I'm just not in the sort of mood to be blagging anymore. I think this is boding ill for Edinburgh, because that's all about blagging, and my blagging skills are just like, I mean, it's waned every year, blagging is just like, whoa. Anyway, so no, what? Shamefully, I watch the Eurovision Song Contest and can't get certain songs out of my head. I'm waking up in the morning going, no, go away, Ukraine, you're horrible. Why are you in my head?
Just the whole country as a whole.
Yeah, go away, Ukraine. I was just like singing it in my head now. It's like, go away. Yeah, the whole country can go away. What have I been listening to? I've been listening to a lot of Magnetic Fields, to be honest. Magnetic Fields, which I haven't. I mean, I'm not like an old school fan of those. I know I used to have a flatmate that was really into them, and I'd just be like, yeah, whatever, and just ignored them. But fairly recently, I've been listening to that sort of thing. But I really like really depressing songs that are all about how we're all going to die, but it doesn't really matter. You're going to make the most of it. Isn't life lovely, even though we're all going to die? So basically anything that's like that, I'll just listen to it, yeah.
God, you're really chipping today, aren't you? You're top of the world.
Oh, I'm top of the world, yeah, I am.
But you know, when you're in London and stuff, do you ever go to kind of the signings and stuff with Forbidden Planet or anything like that, though?
I haven't actually. I don't go out of my way because I get suckered into buying rubbish and I haven't got the money to buy it. It's just rubbish. I have been to signings. I went to, yeah, this is like, I've got no money. But in the days when I did have money, I've been to like conventions and stuff. I went to MegaCon in, it was mostly to work there. Like when I was a journalist, but I met the guy that had actually invented Green Lantern, and that was,
wow.
Yeah, he's very old.
Initially, there I thought you said I went to see such and such who I actually invented, and I was thinking, whoa, you invented a man.
I invented a man. Yes, I invented lots of men. No, I didn't. What are you talking about? Yeah, no, changing the subject slightly. I have you had. I made a video about this the other day, but it's terrifying. This is completely random, and I don't know what I'm talking about. This, but do you ever get, like, sleep paralysis? Just a matter of just asking you, is it just me? Because I, you know, it's like incubi and succubi coming visiting you, and you think that somebody's coming, and you can't get out of bed, and you think that you're being haunted. But you're not, really. It's just a sleep disorder because you haven't slept properly. Yeah, so I invented a man the other day who came and assaulted me in my bed, and I was like, go away! So that was horrible. Yeah,
that's horrific.
Random. That is horrific, but it was just, I just hadn't slept properly, I think. Because, yeah, it was a...
Do you think people who are creative have sleep problems all the time? Or?
I don't know, I've only had a few of these things, but they are terrifying, yeah. Because, yeah, so you've got the whole, the 18th century poets having sleep problems mostly because they were very high on the drugs, but it all gets mixed up. I wasn't very high on drugs at all, but it does get all mixed up with the whole sort of creative processes, and you know, you alter your brain chemistry, you come up with weird things and different worlds. And maybe H.G. Wells had sleep disorders. He woke up, he's like, ah, I've traveled in time. No, I haven't. I'm just creative. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people who I know who are creative do have problems with sleep and stuff, and they're too kind of, that they're always on, so to speak, and they've always got ideas flowing through their brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the period between sleep and wakefulness is apparently the most creative time. It's like when you're asleep, you obviously make things up, but you don't remember them, and when you're completely awake, you've forgotten it. But the bit between... which is when you get the sleep paralysis as well. When you get the brilliant ideas, it's because you haven't quite woken up and you've got your mind is mulling it all over. So if you can sort of access that without the terrifying bits, then you can probably get really creative things just when you're waking up if you catch it at the right time. I don't know, really, yeah.
When you've done stand-up, have you ever said something on stage and everyone just went, what? That's really weird. Do you ever get that, or do people just kind of accept yourself as pretty normal?
My stuff? No, they usually just think I'm just very strange. Even the things that I think are completely and utterly normal, people think are weird. I know my main stand-up, it's because it's all based on things that, mostly things that happened to me, which with, you know, I've slightly twisted it to make it more jokey, whatever. Hmm. But, yeah, people just think I'm completely making it up, when in fact it's usually based on real stuff. Because, I don't know, I'm a bit on the edge with these things, I think. You know, people go, I'm wild and crazy. It's like, no, they're not boring. And I think, I'm just normal. And people go, no, you're weird. And I'm like, what? So I don't know. It's all a bit, I don't know. Yeah, people are always looking at me askance, even when I think I've said something completely acceptable and normal. So it's a difficult one. Yeah.
I got described as mental but brilliant the other day. So that was good. I like that, you know. So you're a brilliant mental person. Well done.
Like, well, yeah, exactly. But it's because you're so creative, isn't it? Yeah, creative. Oh, those things. I could never think of those things. I'd never say those things. It's probably what they mean.
That's a strange one in life, you know. If you think something's normal, a thought, and then someone else goes, well, that's really strange. You then question that thing that you think's normal. But you shouldn't really, should you?
No, because what is normal? It's all a mess. It's all subjective, isn't it? Yeah. No, I think sometimes almost everything that I'm interested in or think is normal or think is like, yeah, well, that's completely acceptable. People seem to think is not. So it's difficult because obviously other people go, oh, you're very normal and boring. And I'm like, well, how come you think that and these other people think? I don't know, because it proves it's really subjective because people just have completely different opinions about stuff, don't they?
Anyway, I'm gonna end on a note which is gonna just back up the fact that I'm a bit strange. I'm gonna ask you a question. I don't know if I've asked you this before, but I'll ask anyway. If you set up a magic shop in the centre of London town, what would you call it, and which 1980s celebrities, three of them, would you have working inside?
1980s celebrities.
Yeah.
I'd call it Bada Boom Bada Bing, and which is a little bit Sopranos, I know, but it's sort of magic. George Michael, because he's probably a bit down on his luck. He'd probably do the work at the moment. I don't know, Boy George. he's quite like, yeah, look at me. I'm a bit like a magician, probably. And Don Johnson. It'd be a bit of contrast, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah. It was a very camp shop initially.
Yeah.
And then it went, yeah.
Like, hey, you do it my way or I'll shoot you in the head.
And who would you, if you could have a band playing in the magic shop, I don't know why there's a band playing in the magic shop, which 80s band would you have playing in there?
Catch a Goo Goo.
Nice. Yeah. It's a happy shop. It's a nice happy shop.
Yeah. So Don Johnson's there to keep the peace, so he's like, yeah, don't be getting too, oh no. I know I'm wearing salmon pink, but no.
That was a very good impression, by the way. Well done. And also, do you want to tell people websites, Twitter and stuff to find you on?
Yes, my website is EliseHarris.com, which somebody contacted me the other day and went, your website is very 1990s. You want me to do something about that for a big load of money? It's like, no, I don't. I know it's 1990s. It's because I made it in the 1990s and I don't see why I should change it. No, EliseHarris.com is my main site. Elise Harris is my name on Twitter. Yeah, Elise Harris is my name on YouTube. I'm just a little bit egomaniacal here. Just find me. That's me.
That's the thing, no one's going to find you if you put your name as Jeff Spates, you know.
No,
like you've got to be Elise Harris.
Be
so,
about who you are.
But yes, I will be in touch, Ari, Edinburgh and whatnot, and I'll also drop you a line when this comes out. And you have a fun day, and I'll
you
see
too.
You soon, right? Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.